You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rock and roll band. It's a great rock and roll band.
I'll say one thing about Boston. They make very good radio bumpers. Very, like, energetic, come back from break, get people ready for a segment, radio bumpers. Not every band can say that. Foo Fighters, also really good radio bumpers. Speaking of the Foo Fighters, we have another pair of tickets to give away to the Metal Festival later on in the show, so be listening. We've been giving away tickets every day this week. We'll continue to do so. NFL No Huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, but Dave Archer joins us on Wednesdays at 11:40. Falcons Radio Network analyst, brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
Well, fellas, how we doing? Sun's shining, so we good today?
Holiday party today. We're doing great.
All in, baby.
Holiday. Yeah, see, how about scheduling the holiday? I'm going to have to talk to Rick Gaffey about this. Schedule a holiday party. I go get on a plane to fly to Tampa. And what's that all about? Is that the way we schedule it?
I'll tell you exactly what it's all about. The Wednesday 2 p.m. holiday party is your company telling you they do not trust you. Like, we need you guys to be hanging out when the sun's out. Because if it's Friday night at the bar.
Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
I got you.
All right. You're getting on an airplane to head to Tampa to call the football game tomorrow night. We always talk about how short weeks are hard, and they are. But is it good this week? Is it good that they're getting right back at it after what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, and well, as it turns out, over the last 8 weeks, you're going to like to have played on a short week every week, I guess. So if that's the thought process, I guess getting back at it, that's what all of us say that have played, you know, and the question gets asked. It's the question you always hate, you know, what do you do with this? How do you dispel or get wash out of your mouth what happened? Well, let's get back to work. We got to get back to work. That's the only answer really that comes to mind, Randy. I mean, what else are you going to do? I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go beat the neighbor's dog, or I don't know what you're going to do, you know? So, yeah, you got to go back to work, and get back after it. So the quicker you can get to that task, then I would think, Andy, that would help you. I do think that there's potentially some complications attached to that. You're going on the road. Don't really have time to necessarily, you know, do any kind of deep dive as far as game plan goes. So nothing's going to change much, which benefited the Falcons last time these two teams played on a short week. So maybe that's good, you know. So sure. I'm kind of grasping at straws right here. Hopefully you guys have better answers than I do.
I'm just kidding. No,
We don't.
But, Dave, I want to ask you a question about this passing game. Is it more or less just the personnel problem than, you know, the actual pass plays being called themselves?
No, I think it's all of it,
okay.
Randy. And we've talked about, you know, I think that certainly design and the comfortability of the design of the guys throwing it. You know, I don't know if you guys heard Kirk's presser yesterday. He talked about, you know, Kyle emerging as a guy that has been pretty good for him the last couple of weeks. And he says, I'm not really going into the huddle or coming out of the huddle thinking, okay, I'm throwing the ball to this guy. Certainly things, in Ramy, you probably could identify with this, things are potentially based on what we think we're going to get coverage-wise. We call something that might get Randy McMichael down through the pipe against cover two, or we're going to get you ISO'd in cover one against a safety or something like that. And same thing with Kyle, right? But you don't know you're going to get that. And so coverage takes you a certain place. So I think from a play design standpoint, there's been some problems there. Obviously, personnel, not having Drake London has been huge, maybe even bigger than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of affected because nobody else has stepped up. I mean, Kyle's made a few plays, but even Sunday, he could have geared down and made a catch in the first drive. Yeah. That might have been one of those plays that's a kind of a difference-making play. You know, it's what I'm talking about. So kind of that underthrown corner route that he ran. So nobody's made any plays. So some of it is personnel as well, right? So I think it's a combination of two things, which makes it tough to kind of fix.
Do you think that Drake will be back? I know that there's still no commitment to that. At some point, he probably will be. But do you think that'll be tomorrow?
Yeah, as far as the season goes, and I know you guys talked a little bit about that. I don't know that one, and I get the idea of, you know, with the being out of the playoffs and all that kind of stuff, do you risk that? Do you bring him back if he's only 90% or 85%, you know, and that's probably a no, but then you're also going to have to fight him to keep him from putting his uniform on and going and playing. This week, I kind of sense that I don't think he's going to go. I don't, you know, that's just my guess. I haven't been told that by anybody. We didn't see any practice this week. So, but based on the injury reports and kind of the limited stuff they were doing, as far as walkthroughs and stuff, I'd be highly surprised if he played.
Dave, I know when we talked, I think it was after the Indianapolis game, and you were talking about the coverage team, you were saying, how the safety guy was getting pinned and all those different things. That's why those lanes were there. What did you see Sunday? Because I'm looking at, I was actually in the restroom coming back out when that happened. But did you see it as more or less they just got him? Guys aren't getting off blocks. They're avoiding the wrong way. What did you see on that play?
Yes. To all of that.
That's the second straight answer. It's been, yeah, it's all bad.
I thought we did a really poor job of getting off blocks. It looked like a sink, and you, I don't know if you watched the tape. From what I could tell, Arnold Ebiketie had a chance at him, and he missed him. Other than that, I mean, guys just aren't defeating blocks. I don't think there's necessarily anything elaborate being designed. I know there was some conversation about a couple of weeks ago where we were running like a twist, mm-hmm. where, you know, Felipe Franks was supposed to twist inside and somebody else was supposed to go outside, almost like what you do in the defensive front, where you run an in-tackle game or a tackle-tackle stunt where you twist up front to try to screw up blocking assignments. And I don't think Felipe got back to his lane, and that created a crease. I didn't hear that discussion this week about it, but because it's happened so often this season, you just kind of, you know, put another chalk on the chalkboard that, you know, somebody wasn't where they're supposed to do. But I just don't think guys are leveraging very well. They're, you know, if the kick goes to that left side, if it's outside the numbers, which is where Zane and Bradley are trying to kick it to try to pin them to one side of the field, guys aren't leveraging it the proper way. And if one guy gets out of place, then you get creased. And it's very much like the defensive line or run fitting. When you got eight guys that are responsible for all gaps in the run game, if one guy misses the gap, you get creased. And it happens a lot in run defense. We see it, and a guy, Bijan, rips off a 15, 20-yard run. Well, you know, that linebacker didn't get in his gap, and all of a sudden we found that little crease. That's what's happening on these kickoff returns.
We always talk about plays like that can be deflating, right? Like you give up a big kickoff return.
Question, yeah.
Did you feel like that is what happened on Sunday? Because it just felt like there was an energy in the first half that maybe as the game went on wasn't there.
Yeah, and I thought that it started in the first half, Andy, to be honest with you. I thought that the two short field opportunities you had, you get the good, really good return by Agnew to the plus 39, and you get a field goal. I mean, that was because you got a first down. You actually got down into the red zone, and you have to settle for three. Then you get the interception, and you don't get anything out of that. So, I mean, it's just those for the defense, they're fighting and scrapping. The special teams fighting and scrapping get you a short field opportunity, and then you don't do anything with it. And so that's kind of a punch in the gut. And even though you try to soldier on and you keep your head down and do my job and, hey, I can't worry about what's going on offense, or I can't worry about what's going on special teams. I got to do my job. We're all human beings. There's energy up and down in the game. We talk about momentum. We talk about all those kind of things that are real, that are hard to touch. They're not tangible. You can touch, but you can feel them. And so you're going to ebb and flow. And if you're in the midst of a losing season and you're looking for a bump, an energy bump, and you get a turnover at the 30-yard line, you don't get anything out of it, man, that's a kick in the groin, you know? And so you try to go back out and try to rekindle the same energy. And I thought that the kickoff return kind of really put a hole in the balloon, no question.
And what about the Bucs? I saw a little while ago that it looks like Mike Evans is going to be back tomorrow, David. Now, obviously, they're coming off of a demoralizing loss to the Saints.
Yeah, Evans is going to be back, I think. I think Chris Godwin has been out, too. So I didn't say he was been out. He's been playing, but we didn't see him in week one. Right. If you remember, he didn't play. And so it was about Abuka, the young receiver, and the other two guys weren't really a part of it. So now we're going to get the full brunt of the storm, so to speak, with those guys coming off a loss, knowing they're in a fight to be in the playoffs. And they're getting all their people back. Now, I did see Bredesen, their left guard, is out. They put him on IR, so they might have some problems. And Wirfs has been in and out of the lineup. Mm-hmm. I don't think he played last week in the game against New Orleans. So that left side of their offensive line potentially could be shaky. Based on what I saw on tape, they were throwing a ton of screens, trying to get Rashad White and Bucky Irving going in the screen game as well as their run game. That'll be a key for us. If we got to concentrate on those two backs. If we can take those two backs away, make him hold the football and throw the ball downfield, then I think this young pass rush, number four in the league in sacks, I think they can get after him.
Arch, we appreciate it.
Hold on one second. I want to ask you something, Dave, because my former quarterback, Phillip Rivers, is back. Your thoughts on that? Because I mean, Dave, from the neck up, the smarts and the fire is there. Is everything else I worry about?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is everything to worry about, but I was stunned that we didn't get, like, within 30 minutes the Randy McMichael phone call. That, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I can sign with the Colts. And now what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to hold you and Phillip Rivers' Hall of Fame vote. You're going to get held if you get on the active roster.
But that's crazy.
You got to keep that in mind.
That's crazy that he's thinking about that. But what do you think about that, Dave?
You know what? He's not the oldest guy. I actually grew up in the Bay Area, California, and watched the Raiders play, and they had a guy named George Blanda that played, and Blanda would roll out there, and it was like he set his cigar down on the bench and then went out and throw a couple of touchdown passes and get back in the rocker until the defense got him the ball back. Phillip was never a guy that ran around. He was a guy that got back in the pocket, as you know, and got the ball out. And from what I understand, he can still sling it. So put him in the shotgun and let him go.
One more from me, too, now that I remembered a couple things I wanted to ask about. What do you think about Matt Campbell headed to Penn State, I know, as an Iowa State alum?
Well, I talked about kicking the groin. That's a kick in the groin for Iowa State. There's no question about that. But something was going on, Andy, behind the scenes on that. I think that Matt was asking for access to some things like the NIL money so they could make quicker decisions on players that they had a chance to potentially get.
Right.
And there was a disconnect between him and the AD as to how those funds were accessed or what his availability was. And Matt talked about it a number of times, and evidently they didn't satisfy it to his liking. So he left. And also the fact that they had Jimmy Rogers under contract, or at least agreed to be the guy within 45 minutes of Matt saying he was leaving.
Crazy.
Something was going on behind the scenes there. So that kind of smells.
Yeah,
that one kind of smells.
All right, Arch.
Appreciate
it.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Have a great call tomorrow.
Great to be with you guys. Y'all take care. See you.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons radio network analyst, former quarterback.
Because the whole thing with the Matt Canada thing is this. Matt Campbell. He's had plenty of offers that were better than his current job. I'm sorry, Iowa State. And he never took them.
Right.
He never, ever took them. And it could have been to a point where like teams, because it's like, if he was available, he would have been one of the top coaches in this cycle.
Right. There's two parts of it that are weird.
But it seems like the other schools were like, well, he didn't leave for the NFL. Right. Why would he do this?
Right.
Now?
He's been asked enough times where to stop asking.
Right.
Because, there was a bunch of other big hires made earlier. Like, all the stuff had happened. And we were kind of making fun of Penn State a little bit at the end of the week last week about what's going on. Like, what are you guys up to? And then they end up getting a guy that 5 years ago was one of the hottest names.
Yeah.
And again, just kind of fell out of the cycle because he said no to everybody. And they were able to do it the way that they were able to do it. And they were able to do it late.
Right.
And the NIL money definitely makes sense. I was saying this to you off the air yesterday. It reminded me of when the Washington Huskies were able to get Chris Peterson out of Boise.
Right.
People have been trying to get him out of Boise forever.
Yes.
And then it happened in a weird time like this where the USC job came open, Sark went to USC, season was over, it was kind of out, the coaching cycle had happened.
Right.
And then they were randomly able to get him.
Yeah.
Don't know how.
It's weird.
Don't know how that stuff works.
But then you had that.
But it worked out perfect for Washington, just like it ended up working out perfect for Penn State.
But that's what I'm saying. Then the guy gets the job before he even clears out his office?
Yeah. That's where you got to be kind of, if you're Washington State, you're like, come on, man. Don't embarrass us like that, man.
He's probably picking his kids up from school.
Yeah. At least wait.
Go Cougs.
Wait a day. Exactly. Well, I know he had said the day before that he wanted to be there. And like he said in his introductory press conference, this isn't a one-time thing. It's not a stepping stone. I'm committed. And whatever. You say what you say.
Would you rather live
Don't listen to what college football coaches say.
Would you rather live in Ames or
I'll be honest with you,
Randy. Where's Washington at?
Pullman.
Pullman, yeah.
I'll be honest. I've never been to either.
You ever been to Pullman?
Never been to Pullman.
Oh, wow.
Pullman, Washington State, their Martin Stadium, is the only Pac-10 stadium because I've never been to
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Utah either. So Pac-12, but only Pac-10 stadium I ever went to.
Really? Same state and everything.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a long drive.
Okay. You drove the Berkeley.
Hey, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's stuff to do in Berkeley. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.